Another Central Ohio bookstore is closing its doors because of Amazon and other online retailers. Acorn Bookshop, which has been around for 25 years, will end its run next month. George Calmette Obama is pretty busy these days.
Oh, I love Bloom County. Yeah. I think we have some.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Be back in a minute, next.
The co-owner of Acorn runs back and forth across the store, helping people track down those last few pieces for their library.
I think that one might be... Oh, yeah, that's one of the children's books that he did.
Oh, how cool. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
The secondhand bookstore is nestled right between Grandview and Upper Arlington. But after 25 years, they've put everything on sale, and they're getting ready to close their doors for good. Bauman says the explanation is pretty simple.
Yeah. My one-word answer to customers who ask that question a lot is Amazon. And all that that implies. The online pop culture that we're living in today, where people can order books in their pajamas one day and get it delivered the next day. I can't compete with that.
Their stock is diverse. Everything from pulpy paperbacks and advanced mathematics texts to signed first editions and collectible volumes.
Could you please bring out that Doré Bible that's up on top of my desk, please?
The book is a German-language Jewish Bible with illustrations by Gustav Doré. Bauman flips to a full-page plate of Noah's Flood, titled The Deluge.
Look at the detail in this. You can see all the little etchings that have gone into this.
The Bible is massive, about a foot and a half tall and probably 20 pounds, bound in red cloth with gilt letters. And for a volume published in the late 1800s, it's in surprisingly good condition. But Bauman explains this one isn't for sale. His business partner, Stuart Wheeler, wants to hang on to it. Wheeler opened the shop back in 1992. That was before Bauman came on board. And he says its humble beginnings inspired Wheeler's choice for a name.
So he thought, well, let's call it the Acorn Bookshop, because I don't have much inventory, but I want it to grow into a mighty oak of a bookstore.
And a little Raggedy Ann today even.
Oh, huh? Why not?
Why not indeed?
Up in the front of the shop, Bauman greets customers and trades jokes with one of his regulars.
Hey, that banana sponge cake was wonderful yesterday.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I haven't gotten sick yet.
Banana sponge, okay. I was wondering what I was going to call it. That's a good start.
Bauman has worked in one bookshop or another for more than 50 years, but insists he's not the retiring type. Acorn is aiming to keep selling books for the next few weeks. Then, they're planning to donate some of their stock to local libraries and prison reading programs. The rest will go to bulk buyers. After that, Bauman says he'd like to work on some writing of his own and do a bit of binge reading. Nick Evans, WOSU News.